Okay, today's daf is Demai daf Samach Dalet. As we continue with the last full daf here in the sixth parak of Maseches Demai, and today's shiur is sponsored, as this Masechta shiur is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship, and we start off with a comment that has to do with daf Samach Gimel and daf Samach Beis that I mentioned that we're going to mention this time, and it has to do with the Mishnah that we ended off with. The Mishnah tells us on daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis that if an Am HaAretz asks a chaver to go buy things for him, so as we'll talk about more on today's daf, but he says, please buy me some vegetables, so he doesn't have to take off Meiser before he gives it back to the Am HaAretz, because it's he acts as the shliach of the Am HaAretz, and he never owned it. It's not considered being motzi tfua mitachas yado she'eno me'usar, and therefore he could just give it straight and he's pater. But if he has his own stuff and it got mixed up, so then he has to be ma'aser afilu hein meya, even if it is 100. Even if he gets mixed up into 100 of his, he still has to be ma'aser. Why? Says the Melech HaShlomo here on the bottom of the Mishnayis, of the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayis, because it is a davar sheyesh lamatirin. And midrabanan, we know there are certain items that are not batel, even though midaraisa chad betray batel, bitzel barov, but there are a number of items that Chazal say are too important and too chashiv, and they are not batel. Chaticha ru'il is kambed, birya, and our topic today, davar sheyesh lo matirin. Something that's going to become mutter is not batel. So why is it a davar sheyesh lo matirin not batel? The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara just says, eino batel. What is the svaras? That's known as the machlokas between Rashi and the Ran. Rashi, the beginning of Maseches Beitza, on Dav Gimel, tells us, why is it not batel? Because you might as well wait. Acha tochlenu be'isser, tochlenu beheter. Right, you can rely on bitel, which does get rid of the isser, that's true. But if you wait a day, then you don't even have to have bitel. Yes, we hold a bitel. There's a pischei tshuva in Yeridea that says, if somebody doesn't rely on bitel, then chayshin and shemi apikarasu. Because that's the pasuk, and that's the Torah Shebaal Peh on the pasuk that you always have bitel barov. But here, maybe it's built into the system that where it's going to have heter anyway, then maybe bittel is not going to apply in this case. Of course, we hold a bittel, but if bittel doesn't apply, that's Rashi. Might as well wait. But if you look in the Ran has a totally different shot, a very fancy lumdus for davar sheyesh lo matirin, which comes up every so often, every couple of weeks in the daf. And this also has to do with something that we had back on daf Samach Beis. That's why I wanted to go into it again. So the Ran says there on daf Nun Beis Amun Aleph, explaining the shita of why davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel. So the Ran compares it to a case of the Rabbi Yehuda shita of min bemino lo batel. Compares it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds by the dam on Yom Kippur, the dam of the par, the dam of the sawyer. It's mixed in. It's still called dam par, dam sawyer. Says Rabbi Yehuda, v'kasava Rabbi Yehuda, dahainu taima. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? This is all going to be a mashal for the davar sheyesh matirin. Mishum demin bemino lo batel lefisha kol davar shehu dome lechaveiro. Eino machlisha umevatlo. Anything that's similar to its friend does not weaken or nullify its friend. Ela ma'amido umechazko, but strengthens it. Two things that are similar strengthen each other. Umishemachi sfirle Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds bikulu isure. In general, demin bemino labatel. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. V'rabbanan lo mashmilu huachi. Rabbanan don't hold of that. To mikol makom, min bemino de iser veheter ein domin zelazeh. The Rabbanan also hold to the concept of two things that are similar, strengthen each other, and don't nullify each other. But the Rabbanan would say, you know how you define reality? Halachic realities. If you have something that's iser and something that's heter, they're different. They're different. That's called min b'she'en omino, so to speak. Even though it looks like min b'mino. To mikol makom min bemino deiser veheter ein domin zelazeh kima dechad aser dechad shari she'ein ra'ui. And here's the key line of the Ran: she'ein ra'ui lelech achar dimyonan be'etzem. Don't follow their similarity in essence, in physical essence. Eler achar chilukan be'iser veheter, but go after their difference in iser veheter and halachic status. Ella, the Hainu Taima, and that's why the Rabbanan say, the reason that Dam Par and Dam Sa'ir, there's a lot more Dam of the cow than the Dam of the goat, so why isn't it Batel? Because Dam is not Mevatel Dam. Nothing to do with the general rule of Min Bamino. Mishum Dekima Deshneim Olin, Klomar, Shekshirim, Luzrika, E Mevatlin Zedzeh. They don't carry. They don't Mevatel. Dechihechi, the Rabbi Yehuda Azal Achar Dimyon Ha'etzem, Azli Rabbanan Achar Dimyon Ha'heter. Right, the Rabbanan go by halachic reality, though Rabbi Yehuda goes by physical reality. Lefichach, That's why if once Aser, once Mutter, even if it's been Bemino, it's Batel because it's Ke'ilu, Davalei Kemin, B'she'eno Mino. Umishim Hachi, and that's all background, that's the Mashal. And now the Ron says, Umishim Hachi Amrinan, that's why we say also, to B'davar She'ish L'matirin, not to Rabbanan Mishim Chumra Dil Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Yehuda's idea in application by davar sheish lamatirin. The kivan tein shein davar zech chaluk min haheter legamre be iser veheter. It's not that an iser fell into a heter. It's not two totally different. Because this iser has some heter in it. Shari afu sofo lios nitar kamohu. It's also going to become mutter eventually. Amrinan sheino batel amino. We see it's not batel. Dihachi havi damu tuva. Right, and then it is similar. Chada tein shein bemin v'och ina chalukin legamre be iser veheter. Mishum hachi lo batel ela b'sheino mino v'chulu. That is the Ran. So that's the svara for the b'sheish matirin. Very different than Rashi. Rashi says, might as well wait. The Ran says no, because it's like min b'mino eino batel for Rebbe Yehuda. And there are many nafkaminas for that machlokas Rashi and the Ran. We mentioned what if it's going to spoil. What if it's going to spoil? You have something that's right now is davar sheish lamatirin, but by the time it becomes mutter, it's going to spoil, and you're never going to be able to eat it. So some, according to Rashi, you don't have the svara. It'll be batel in that case, because you don't have the svara, you might as well wait. If you wait, it's going to be ruined. But according to the Ran, lumdus-wise, it's still called davar sheish lamatirin, and therefore it might be heter beheter, which is not batel. Among other nafkaminas. Is chametz a davar sheish lamatirin? That's a machlokas rishonim. Whether chametz is a davar sheish lamatirin, because it's going to come mutter after Pesach, but then it's going to become asur again next year. So according to the Rashi, you might as well wait. You can wait a week. But so what? It's going to become asur next year. Maybe according to the Ran, the Aruch HaShulchan suggests this nafkamina. Maybe according to the Ran, because it's become asur again, that halachically it's more weighted to the Isser side than to the Heter side. Okay, either way, there are other nafkaminas as well. But if we think back to the previous daf, this svara of the Ran also relates to that daf. Because if you remember on daf Samach Beis Mabeis, we spoke about how when there is a Yerusha, you're only allowed to split up equal things. Yutechitim, aitechitim, yutechitim. You can't split up things that are very different, because then it will be, even if you say, when I say Yesh Breber, you won't be able to say Yesh Breber there. So the Gemara says, included in things that are too different from each other, too different from each other, are Peros Mukhsharin and Peros She'enon Mukhsharin, because they have different halachic status. So that's exactly what the Ran is saying here, according to Rabbanan. If something has different halachic status, then they're considered different. If they have similar halachic status, then they're considered similar. Fine. So now let's get back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Sama Gimel Mabez, now on the bottom. Masnisa, to Rabbi Yossi, or Mishnah, seems like Rabbi Yossi Shita. Which Rabbi Yossi? De Tanya, because the Braisa says, now we have to add in a couple of words, the Mara Fulda quotes the whole Tosefta, we're missing a Shita in our Gemara. Halokeach Stam. This kind of same kind of case. The Amaris tells the Chaver, go please buy me some vegetables. So, Machlokes. Reb Yossi says, no need to be ma'aser, like our Mishnah says, because he's just the shliach, he's the middleman, but he's not buying it and then giving it to the Am Haaretz. So, einot tzarech la'aser. Reb Yehuda omer tzarech la'aser. Reb Yehuda says, you have to be ma'aser in that case. So that's a machlokas, Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi, and our Gemara says that our Mishnah is following Reb Yossi. Says the Gemara, manan kaimin. What exactly is the case under discussion? That's the machlokas. If it's a case where the Amaris just says, go buy for me, so then for sure shluchahu. So then he, the chaver, is for sure the shliach of the Amaretz, and everybody would agree that no need to be ma'aser. He's just giving it to him, he's giving to the Amaretz what it was always the Amaretz's. You can even say that the chaver is a shliach la kabbalah, right? When the seller gives it to the chaver, middle person, it's as if the Amaretz already has it. And he's just a delivery boy. So everybody would agree, that can't be the case of Machlokas. Say, v'lakach lecha, and if he says, go buy it for yourself and then give it to me, he uses that lashon v'lakach lecha, shalom, and then for sure, he would have to be ma'aser. So that neither of those cases would be the Machlokas case between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So what's the case of Machlokas? And then we'll know what's the case of our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi says, the Gemara says that our Mishnah is only like Rabbi Yossi. Ela kianan kaiminan bistam. It must be a case where he didn't specify. He didn't say balakach li, and he didn't say balakach lecha. He didn't say either one. He just said stam. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Sha'amar lo stam haveli agudas yerek. He said, just bring me some vegetables. V'lo pirish lo im yikach bishvilo o yikach la'atzmo. And he didn't explain whether he should buy for him, the Amaretz, or he should buy for himself. V'yachzor v'yim kireu lo. V'lo keach nami b'stam lakach. And he bought it b'stam. He didn't say, I'm buying this for my friend, I'm buying this for myself. It's all stam. So Kiana, that's the case of machlokes. So, and what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo niskaven amochel zakos el lo keach. The seller has the one who's physically there buying in mind. That's what he has in mind. Lo niskaven amochel zakos el lo keach. That's what he has in mind. I'm selling it to you, and therefore, since I'm selling it to you, so you're the chaver has this. He has to be maaser before he gives it back because it belongs to the lo keach. Interesting, the mocher's das plays a role. What if the lokeach? What if the chaver doesn't have in mind? But, no, but the mocher is giving it to you. The mocher has you in mind, so that helps determine whose it is. Maybe you have to add in a line. And therefore, the lokeach knows this. The lokeach knows that the mocher has him in mind, and therefore he kind of is zochet to himself. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo niskaven amochel lezakos ela lebalamos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the mocher has in mind the balamos, the one who gave the money, and that's the Am Haaretz, and the chaver is only the shliach, and therefore he would not have to be maaser. Interesting, we wouldn't like to think that this is an umdana about what a sellers think. It could be a halachic discussion of, you know, who's the mechayev of the kinyan. Right, who's the bigger kona, the one who's physically doing the kinyan, the one who's supplying the money for the kinyan? So there could be a lot behind this machlokas. Good. Lefichach, says the Gemara, continues v'tosefta. So because you have this machlokas about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and our Mishnah is a case of Stam, and therefore our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. So lefichach, there's another nafkamina. Imnas anachas yiseira, if the seller gave one extra, the seller gave one extra. He wanted to give a certain token of his appreciation. So he gives an extra one. He gives an extra vegetable. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shalokeach. Rabbi Yehuda says that the chaver could keep it because the chaver is the one that it goes to him first, and then he gives it back, and that's why he has to be maaser. So it's really his. So if there's an extra something that was taken, so he could keep it. Rabbi Yossi Amar No. Shal Shneim. It's split. It's split. So the Gemara, what do you mean it's split? We just said, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's straight to the Baal Hamos. So shouldn't it go straight to the him? Mechalfa Shita says Rabbi Yossi. I don't understand Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara. Taman hu omer. We just said that he in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, who is the author of the Mishnah, says it goes straight to the Chaver. Because straight to the Am Haaretz owner, because the chaver is just the shliach, the middleman. So Taman hu omer, lo niskaven amochel lezakos, el le Baal Hamos. Only the Baal Hamos is the one involved, and it goes straight to him. V'ko homer hachin, and here he says it's split. Why should it be split? Why should the chaver, middle person, get anything? According to Rabbi Yossi, he is acting just on behalf of the Baal Hamos, the Am Haaretz. Answers the Gemara, no. But when this, you're right, the tefillah is going straight to the Am Haaretz. But the extra piece, why is the seller giving an extra piece? He's giving an extra token of his appreciation for everyone involved. Kan al yedei ma'osav shalzeh, v'yedei raglav shalzeh, shneim cholkin. It's this guy's money and this guy's legs. Shneim cholkin, and therefore they both must be split. They both were involved, they're both recipients of his token of appreciation. That's why even though halachli goes straight to him, the Am Haaretz, this extra would be split. And that's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Good, says the Gemara Tani. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer im hechlif es hama'a or hama'a tzarech la'aser. Right, if one splits, he was given money by the Am Haaretz. What if he splits the money? If he takes different money, he uses the money that he was given and he uses different money, right when he switches it, tzarech la'aser. Because that's considered a shinui from the das. Look at the Maharafulta. Im hechlev es hama, shenasan lo hakadosh Am Haaretz leknos ben, and I gave you money to buy something, and then you didn't use that money. Right? You're using other money, kiven shechlifo kano. So you are kone that money. You are kone that money. If it's the same exact money, then I can say you're just doing this for me. But if you use other money, so then everyone would view it as if the chaver is buying it first and then giving it back. If you're using different money, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. And Amar Reb Yossi, Hada Amra, this is similar to, Anosi Mosla Chaver Vechlifan, this is the a brisa that says, if somebody gives money to their friend to buy something, Vechlifan, and he changes the money for Avdu, and then the original money got lost, because right when he switches it, he is Chayab Achrayus. He is considered, one of the first on the page talk about, Shlichus Yad. He used something that he was given to use, and he used it for personal. There it is in the Pnei Moshe, the second white line. The time at the Kiva, the Shalach Bo Yad, Nischayev Hu Bachriyuso. Usually Shlichus Yad we have by a Pikadon, something that you have to... a deposit, something that you're just watching. If you use it, you're considered a sholeach yad. It's called a gazlan. See, here he's not a gazlan, but there's still a kinyan. There's still a chiyav achrayus, right? Sholeach yad is one of those cases that are the quasi gazlanim of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Gazela talks about the quasi gazlanim, not the real gazlanim. You go over and you grab something, but those are the quasi gazlanim. Who are the quasi gazlanim? The Rambam says, just to give a couple of the examples, Halacha Yad Aleph, Paragam Halacha Yad Aleph, Hilchas Gzela, Hashleach Yad Vepikadon, Bein Shasholach Yad Ba'atzmo, Oal Yidei Beno Vavdo Veshlucho, right, one of the three exceptions to the Shlichos of Aravera, Hareza Gazlan, Venishayev Ba'onsav, Venas is Gzela Birshuso, Kedin Kola Gazlanim. We're not learning Baba Kama right now, or Bamitzia, but each of these phrases are important. Why does the Rambam say so much? He's a Gazlan, and he's Chayev Onsin, and he, the Gzela is in his Rishus, like all the Gazlanim. What about Chasha? That's the Mishnah, the end of a mafkid. If somebody thinks about, Tosfos discusses, Rashi discusses, is it thinks and says or just thinks? Right? That's in terms of shlichus yad. But there are others. Hakofer bipikadon. If somebody denies having a pikadon, bebezdin. If it's an Israel shus when he denied naase alav gazlan, the chayev ba'onsav, he becomes a gazlan and chayev in onsin. There, the Rambam does not say the word of naase zatil b'shuso. Okay. Next, hashol shalom midas ba'ilim. If I borrow something without permission, hareze gazlan. Right. All of these are considered hachotif mashkon miyad halove shalom b'shus bezdin. I grab a mashkon without bezdin's b'shus. Hareze gazlan. Avo b'shu chayev lo. Right. All of these. Quasi-gazlanim. We've discussed a while ago why they're quasi-gazlanim and quasi-ganavim. Right? Some of these can be done in private. Right? Is genev and gzela, what's the difference? Right? The Gemara in Baba Kama, defying test in terms of geneva is worse because you're hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. You don't care about people. You don't care about Hashem, but you care about people. Gzela, you don't care about anybody. So it's equal. That's why only geneva pays kefel and dalav v'hei. But what's the root mechayiv? And why are these quasi gazlanim, not quasi ganavim? Some of these can be done in private. So that's where this is one of the Reb Chaim's rayas of what the mechayev, the root issue of geneva and gzela. Geneva is focused on the maisa, while gzela is focused on the hefsid mamon. And in all these cases, there's a chisaron in the maisa of stealing, thievery, however you would define it. Shleich yad bikadon, it's already in your rishus. You just use it. Where's the maisa hotsa'a mirchus bailam? There is none. There is none. Or a kofar bibikadon. Or there's no maisa at all. Or shol shalomidas. Right? All of these don't have a hotsa'a mirchus bailam. Therefore, maybe that's why they are quasi gazlanim, not quasi ganavim. But one of them is sholeach yad. So here in our case, we're not talking about a sholeach yad of a ganav, but you use the money and it makes a difference. Makes a difference. Usually we say, let's say I give a loan, that's called milva lahotsa nitna. If I give you money, I don't expect to get those coins back. I don't get the coins back. Right? What did you just give? Now, bizman hazeh, somebody gives shliach mitzvah. So you get, it says, sometimes they'll say, here's a dollar, here's a shekel, you know, it's, you don't have to give this one. Most of the time people just put it in the pocket and they do give that one. They don't want to mess around. But some people say, you don't give that one, just give this amount. But right when you use it, but usually milvalotson, it's not about the object, it's about the item. You don't have to, and there's even lachadchila to give back. Is there any difference between whether you give back the money or not? So there is a discussion in the beginning of Bamitzia in the sugya of Halach, right? There's a major discussion on Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi and Halach, what does it mean? Right, what does he mean? There's the Shitas Gubetza discusses and the Ran discusses, all the Rishonim discuss. What is Shitas Rashi? Because Halach means, I admit to you something and then I say, here it is. So, what's here it is? I give back the item that you're claiming from me. So Rashi's Lashon is, lo otesim, I didn't use them. Which sounds like you're talking about money, right? Because it doesn't say, I didn't use it, which would be a pikadon. Oh, it's Aisin, Behein Shalchab, Chamakab Shema, I didn't use it. What do you mean you didn't use it? If it's a milveh, if it's money, so then there's no issue about whether you used it or not. It's milveh lotzon, it should make a difference whether it's still here or not. That's a big discussion on that Rashi, right? There's a gra here, right on the page. The gra, nira be'enai, the ran cholek, the ran is cholek, milveh lotzon, itna, dafka pipi gadur adin kain. So that could be a place to look at. Know the difference whether it's the actual money that was used or not. But here, the Gemara does say that if I'm given the money and I use the money and I use different money to buy, then that, if that money is lost, I'm responsible. And I would have to be mafresh before I give the fruit back to the Amaras. Okay. V'yamar lo, zushali, v'zushal chaver v'chulu. But the Mishnah said that if my stuff got mixed up with the Amaras' stuff, and then I give him something for sure, I have to be mafresh from his stuff and from my stuff. And it's not patel. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar, b'machlik b'yadav. Shmuel says, even if it wasn't mixed up, if my stuff didn't get mixed up with his stuff, let's say I have it separately, I have my stuff and his stuff separately, still, if I give him stuff, if I give him his portion before I take my portion. My portion, we have all these bags in the back seat. We have all these bags of fruit. So my stuff is there, so I pick his up and I bring it to him. You have to be mafresh, because it looks like you're taking from your stuff. Right? But machle biyadav, if you take, it looks like it. Back to the Maharafulta. Amasnisan koi. This is going back to the Mishnah of a Kamashmon. Afilonis arba agudo shal chavir v'amaret yachad. Even if it didn't get mixed up together. Ela shechilkan biyadav. I'm splitting it in my hands. V'natal chelko lubasov. And I have my chelek. Havilikilu machron lama aretz. If I'm giving it to him from his, I'm picking it up myself and giving it to him, and I have my stuff still in the car, so then I have to be mafresh before I give it to him because it looks like. But aval inata, we'll see this. Aval inata chalko lechadchila. But if I first went home to my house and I put my stuff in my house, and then I only have his stuff in the back seat, as we'll see, that doesn't look like anything. That doesn't look like I'm taking some of my stuff for him. That looks like this was always his. Hani deshavik lebasof eino mocher midi lamaretz el shamaretz shakul luhu shakulu memela. He takes it eino achaver maser ella al shelo. So we'll see. So Shmuel says, if I'm giving him his stuff out of my, all the stuff in my back seat, and my stuff is still in the back seat, then I have to be mafresh, even if the stuff didn't get mixed up. Amar Belazar v'hu shenatal chalko basof. As I just explained, and this is only though if I'm taking my stuff at the end, meaning my stuff is still there when I'm afresh for him. And the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yona, Tzorcha l'din u'tzorcha l'din. Tzorcha l'din, you need both of these halachas, or else you won't have to be mafresh. What both? As follows. Chilek biyadav, if I'm giving it, I'm giving it out to the Amaretz. I'm giving him his stuff. V'nata chelko b'tchila, and I first went home and put my stuff in my house. I put my chelek b'tchila, now all I have left is his stuff. Eino tzorcha l'aser el al shelo. In that case, I could just give him his stuff, and I don't have to be mafresh, because there's only his stuff in the car, and I'm just giving him his stuff. So even if I physically give it to him, but if it is after I already put my stuff in the house, I don't have to be mafresh. Lo chilek biyadav. If I just go to tell him, go take the stuff from my back seat. I'm not being mechalik with my hands. V'nata chelko basof. Then even if I still have my stuff in the car, but if I tell him to go take it, eino maser el al shelo. So then also, I only have to be mafresh mine. Right? When do I have to be mafresh for him? If the stuff got mixed up, or even if not, if I'm giving him the stuff while my stuff is still in the back seat with his stuff. Good. Tani, says the Gemara now, Omer hu Adam lepoel, if somebody says to a worker, now a person has a worker and says, hey, lef diner zeh, here, a person has a responsibility to feed his workers. Right, there's a whole halachas in the end of Sefer Dvarim about not muzzling an animal, but also not muzzling a person. A person has to be able to work and eat some of the stuff. But let's say not. I'm just giving him money to buy lunch. So, Omer, Huadam, Lepoel, Helef Dinar Zeh, Acholbo, Helef Dinar Zeh, Shtebo. I can give a worker and say, here's a dinar, go buy lunch. Here's a dinar, go buy a drink. I don't have to worry about what he buys with it. It's not my responsibility. It's not considered I'm buying it for him, and then I have to worry, what am I buying for him? Right? If I give him the money and say, here's your money, go buy whatever you want, it's not called paying a worker with whatever he's going to buy. Lo mishum shvias, I don't have to worry that he's going to buy Shemitah produce, and then it's considered, it's as if I'm paying my worker with Shemitah produce. It's not considered that. because I gave him the money. V'lo misha ma'isrus. I don't have to worry that he's not going to take off ma'isrus, right, from the stuff that he from the stuff that he buys. That's not my issue. Not my issue. I gave him money. I paid him regular money. V'lo misha yayin nesach. And it's not considered as if he buys yayin nesach with this, that's not considered my using yayin nesach to pay. And yayin nesach is usher, and it'll be smacks of usher bahana in terms of avodah zara. So all this case, I give him the money. Not a problem. Aval, but what if I say to him, Imamar lot save alokach lecha kikar? I tell him, you know what? Go buy yourself a sandwich from the store. Vani notain, switch the girsa, low. Or I need notain low. I'll give the storekeeper money. I need notain low damim. I'll pay the storekeeper for you. Or just notain dameha. Save alokach lecha rabiyashayam. Go buy some wine. Vani notain damim. I'll pay the storekeeper. Vani notain low damim. Then I have to be worried. Because then, if he's buying it from the store, and I am going straight and paying the store owner, so then it's considered as if I am paying him in that food. I'm paying him. Why? Who's the shliach of who? 2 days in the Gemara. Amar Reb Zeira, Naase hachenvani shlucho shabal abayis. Maybe the chenvani, the storekeeper who's giving him the food, he's the shliach of the balabayas, lizakos lapoel. Right? The chenvani is acting for the balabayas, and the chenvani gives the food, so as if the balabayas is giving the food to the worker, and it's giving shvias food, and he's giving unmeisered food, or yayin nesach. So either you look at it as the chenvani, the storekeeper, the shliach of the balabayas, or amrabi hila, poel. The worker is the shliach of the balabayas, not the chenvani. Poel zacha lebalabayas mishal chenvani. The worker gets it from the storekeeper on behalf of the owner. The owner owns it. And now the worker is going to keep it for himself as if he got it from the owner. He's the shliach of the owner, and now it's as if he's keeping it being the worker of the owner. V'chozev azocha la'atzmo. So who's the shliach? 2 days in the Gemara. Who's the shliach of the owner? Is the storekeeper the shliach of the owner? Or is the worker the shliach of the owner? Manafak mi b'neyon. What's the lamay nafgamina? If one of them is a labar shlichus. Our Gemara has chenvani cheresh. If the chenvani is a labar das, he's a deaf mute. You could have also said the opposite that Mefarshim point out on the page that in the Yerushalmi Kiddushin is the opposite. But let's say the way that we have it. If the chenvani is a cheresh, according to Reb Zeira, that the chenvani is the shliach lo chashas. Here there's no issue. There's no problem. Why? Shein shlichas the cheresh. Because there's no shlichas for a cheresh, so then this would be mutter. Al daiti Reb Hila choshin. According to Reb Hila, it will be a problem still because the chenvani is the only chayresh, but not the worker, and the worker is the one that is the shliach. So they both would be a problem in that case. The Ritva in Avodah Zarah talks about in the first half of this, where you pay the worker, and then the worker goes and buys his stuff. There's no lifneiver there. Let's say it's not meusar. There's no lifneiver there. The Ritva is bothered, right? The Ritva in Avodah Zarah Samak Gimel. I would think there's a problem. Says the Ritva, Umay Shanira, Vim Tomar, Velama Inochoshish Vamearetz, Elu Mishim Lifnei Iver, Lozidim Mechshol. Why isn't there Lifnei Iver here? Right, you're giving him money and he's going to go and buy food that's not Ma'usard. Mias Yesh Lomar, Demehacha Shaminan, Yelodi Yesod, about Lifnei Iver from here. Demehacha Shaminan, to call She'ein Anu Nosin Loha Isser Atzmo. If you're not giving somebody something that's not kosher, Vadavar suffik im yikach aser im lav, and you're not sure it's a suffik whether he's going to buy it. Ain bo mishum lifnei iver afilu l'gabi Yisrael. Even regarding Yisrael, right? Forget Ben Noach. But if you're not giving him a dvar iser, and there's a chance that he might not violate the iser, so then there is no lifnei iver. But the end of the sugya gets into shlichus. So we have shlichus at the end of the daf. We have shlichus at the beginning of the daf. I always like to quote the first paragraph. The first paragraph of the Arichus that Rabbi Yosef Engel has in the Lekach Tov, it's the first paragraph in the whole Lekach Tov. Klal Aleph, the first piece, where he talks about Shlichus. How do you look at Shlichus? He says, 3 ways you can look at Shlichus. 3 ways. Again, many Achronim have this in their own languages. Nistapakti, Hadakaim al Shlucha Shalom Kamoso, Mawa Kavana Baraze, Ima Kavana Shagufo Shoshliach Nechshav Kagufa Mishalayach. Are they one and the same person? There's an identification. When the shliach does it, it's as if the mishalech is doing it in mamish. Oh, and then you'll have to explain why mitzvah shebegufo are not subject to shlichus. Okay, Tosas Rid, Kiddushin. Oh, a shliach lo adam acher nechshav. Or the shliach is a different person. Different. Raka maisa sher hu osa bishlichuso al kapana misyacheses lo mishalech. He's a different person, but his maisa is miyuchas to me. I get the credit. I get the credit for what he did for me. Misyacheses. Vinesh, I'm sorry, I take it back. I jumped. That's the third. Right? Number one is he is me. Number two is, no, he isn't me, but when he does it, it's as if I did it. Right? I'll come in Misyaches Mishleach, Vinesh Shash Mishleach, Asa Maisa, it's as if the Mishleach did the Maisa. Oh, Dilma, or finally, he didn't do the Maisa. The Mishleach didn't do the Maisa. He just gets the credit for the result. Gama Maisa in a Misyaches the Mishleach, Rak Lashleach, Vinesh Shash Shleach, Asa Maisa, Lo Mishleach. Racha Torah Gazra, the Torah's Machadesh, Sha'af Sha'adam Acher, Asa HaMaisa, even if somebody else does a Maisa, Lohu, Al Kalzeh, Kivan Sheshlacha Lakach, since you sent him, that's the Chiddush. Mo'elas HaMaisa Shalacher Avuro, Kilu Asahu Vidok. So that's the Chiddush of Shlichus, that, right, which is the biggest Chiddush of Shlichus? So it depends what you say. They're both Chiddush in different ways. You might say, I'm going to get the credit for something I didn't do. That's a pretty big Chiddush. Or you might say, he is me. That's a big chiddush. So depending which way, they both could be chiddushim, depending on which way you look at it. And of course, the first source that he quotes is chiddushim mem gimel mod aleph in the Bavli, about shliach nasa'ed, the language of the Gemara of havile kegufei, in foreign lashonos. But that's just one of the many applications of shlichus that we have. So maybe the next time that comes up, we'll be able to focus on some of the makoros and not just the approaches. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, next time, we finish up the sixth parak and start the last parak of Meseches Demai.